What? He deserves a clap. Welcome to week two of our Owning Your Garbage series, and unfortunately week two of us gathering remotely. We are grateful and glad that we're able to gather like this, that we have this opportunity to still gather, but we're sad that we can't see everybody face to face. One thing Pastor Susan was talking earlier this morning, I got a Facebook message from Christy talking about her mom Phyllis, who's in the hospital in Omaha. It sounded like Phyllis was doing a little bit better today as opposed to a couple of days ago, that oxygen had, she was needing less, but please keep praying for Phyllis as you go through today, and keep her and Mark, her husband, in your prayers for the days to come. Well, we're in week two of this series, Own Your Garbage, and we're going to be taking a break for Thanksgiving. I think that, is that already next week? Next week is the week before Thanksgiving, and then it's, yeah, I think next week we're going to actually take a break and talk about Thanksgiving, and then we've got one more week in this series, and then it's Christmas already. It boggles my mind how it is already Christmas time and how quickly and how slowly this year has passed. But anyways, in this series, Own Your Garbage, we have been talking about dealing with the smelly, stinky things in our lives. And today we're talking about one of the more difficult things to do, and that is becoming emotionally mature. Gaining emotional maturity. And I say gaining it or becoming emotionally mature because we never fully arrive. We never get to a point where we are like, yes, I am emotionally mature now, and I don't need to do any more work. There are always ways that we as Christ followers can continue maturing in our faith and even in our emotions. Ephesians 4:13 says this, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. I don't know about you, but I've got some growing in my life to do before I feel like I measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ. And that's because Jesus sets the bar high. If we are trying to be like Jesus, which is what we are as Christians, Christians means those who belong to the Christ, Jesus, but if we are trying to be Christ followers, be Christ-like people, for most of us, for all of us, we've got growth to do, and for some of us, we have the opportunity to grow more and more, to grow a lot. That's all of us. All of us can take a step closer to following Jesus. And specifically in this area, because Jesus was an emotionally mature human being, and Jesus wasn't defensive. Jesus didn't get angry at people for no reason. The few times we see Jesus stirred to anger, there is a very good and legitimate reason for him to have gotten righteously angry. He doesn't get angry without cause. He sees people's brokenness. Even what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, the people that were killing him, Jesus sees their brokenness and prays for mercy on them. Jesus was the model human. And as Christians, we're called to follow him, to be more like him, and that means growing in our spiritual and emotional maturity ourselves. And we want to be mature in matters of faith, absolutely. We want to grow and grow in our spirituality so that we can know more about God and we can live out God's way in our lives. But if we neglect our emotional maturity, our character, that may be another word for it. Emotional maturity is kind of the lingo that's being used these days, but when I was growing up, when I imagine many of us were, it was character. But when our emotional maturity, if we neglect our emotional maturity, our character, we actually risk becoming like the Pharisees that Jesus often butted heads with. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 25 through 26, I'll just tell the story, but I think it's one that's familiar to many of us. Jesus is talking about the Pharisees and how they are very careful to wash the outside of a cup. You know, they pay special attention to the outward appearance, but how inside they were filthy. How inside the cup there was grossness going on. And Jesus just, he kind of lets them have it here. He described them as full of greed and self-indulgent. Jesus is saying their character was flawed. They were paying attention to what was on the outside, but not dealing with what was on the inside. And human nature, just by its very essence and nature, what's on the inside always ends up coming out to some degree. Because that's how character works. What you've got on the inside will come out eventually. You can try and hide it, but for good or for bad, it eventually finds its way out. But here's the thing. Emotional maturity or character, that is actually something that we can choose. We can choose to act well. We can even choose to act better than our current level of emotional maturity or character might appear to be. That's actually how we grow. We grow, we increase in emotional maturity by doing emotionally mature things. Taking actions that are emotionally mature. And it's kind of like weightlifting. When you lift weights, quite frankly, you might need to start small. Let me get back to that in just a second. Your muscles, you know, if you haven't lifted in a while, your muscles might have atrophied a little bit. You're not using them as much. And you can try. You can, you know, try and get a big weight and lift it once, and you're like, oh, all right, there we go, lifting, and you can use your other hand to help, and all right, I did it for this hand, let me go over here, all right, there we go, all right, I'm done, this is my workout for the day, I'm over with, we're good. But we can try and do things like that, but what is actually potentially more helpful is to start a little smaller. And I'm guessing for me, this is probably a little bit too small. I'm guessing I can walk with this pretty easily. I don't do power walking as a regular thing, but if I wanted to, this would not be hard. But even just what I've just done now, I have lifted more total poundage doing this than I lifted there. Just a couple of times, I think 7 times, if I lift this weight, I will have lifted an equal amount. You can grow stronger, and then when it comes back, when you've done that lifting, when you've done the work, you've grown in your ability of weightlifting, you come back, and it's not as hard to do this, even though I'm clearly putting my back into this one. I have not lifted this weight in a while. I need to get back to that in my own personal life. As you grow, though, as you grow in your ability for exercise, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's running, whatever it is, you start small, you build on it, and you grow. I think it's the same thing with emotional maturity, too. You might be somebody who's in really good emotional maturity shape. I mean, maybe you've had to deal with some odd people, and you've had to work around some issues in lives. You've had to accept people and not attempt to change them before. Or maybe you've dealt with something in yourself. You've had to deal with a pretty deep emotional issue yourself, and you've come out stronger for it. You've done some of the heavy emotional maturity lifting. And you can continue into that. You can start lifting those more heavy things. But maybe you're somebody who hasn't Maybe you're somebody who hasn't exercised your emotional maturity muscles very much lately. You know, you've been angry at people and not listened to them. Maybe you felt distant from people and felt isolated. I mean, for myself, I haven't seen nearly as much people in the last 9 months as I would have usually. And I see a lot of people, but I haven't seen nearly as many. And I've kind of ruined it already there with the background, but that's okay. I feel some of my empathy, some of my ability to read people slipping. Caitlin and I were having a conversation, not this weekend, but last. And we were having a conversation that Friday night about, you know, she isn't able to do some of the things that she finds fun lately. They're just not easy or safe for her to do, and we're moving into winter, which really kind of takes some of them away. And so we had talked about her trying to find fun things, and then the next morning I went out disc golfing. I had a much better round than our round yesterday, Patrick. Ugh. But I went disc golfing, and she texted me on my way back, "Hey Ben, can you go get me a peppermint mocha?" I don't think it was quite as fancy looking as that was, but it had just come back. Peppermint mochas had just come back on the Starbucks menu, and she was excited and looking forward to it. And I went, I got her the coffee, but I came back and I said, "You know, honey, we've been spending a little bit too much money on coffee. Let's try and make this, well, let's try and not do this as much." That was not particularly wise of me. I mean, talk about inserting foot into mouth. We had just talked the night before about doing things that were fun and enjoyable for her. And then here, the next morning, was something fun and enjoyable. And I criticized it. I poo-pooed it, what she was enjoying. That is what happens when you don't live out emotional maturity. And thankfully, because she is a wonderful and loving person, and because I am trying to grow in emotional maturity myself, we were able to recognize a bit of what was going on and talk about it over the next few minutes. But that's where I needed to be exercising my emotional maturity muscles. And maybe you feel similarly. Maybe you feel like you're someone who is regularly pretty strong. You know, you're doing the things, you're doing some hard work, and you are becoming more and more emotionally mature, and you've got the ability to go after some of the harder and heavier things that are coming. Or maybe you're someone who is just starting to think. Maybe you've never even encountered the words emotional maturity before. Either way, wherever you're at on this journey, you can start to grow in emotional maturity. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the signs of emotional maturity. These are all from the book that I mentioned last week. This is Peter Scazzaro's... Oh, never mind there. But I've got it in my hand. Peter Scazzaro's book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. The tagline again, it's impossible to be spiritually mature while remaining emotionally immature. And Scazzaro, Peter Scazzaro, the author here, he says emotionally mature people who he calls them emotional adults, are able to do a lot of things. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about these. Because these are things that Jesus, it looks like, was able to do, that Jesus lived out this well, and we want to do that too, and we want to grow in our faith spiritually and emotionally. So let's dive in. Let's see a couple of the things that he has for us. Patrick, from here on out, I'm just going to let you take the bullet points. If you want to put up bullet point number one for me, and every time, I'll just leave it to you. Point number one. The first thing he says for being an emotional adult: emotional adults are able to ask for what they need, want, or prefer clearly, directly, honestly. Can you talk about what you want, what you need? I mean, even what you'd prefer, given choice A or B, what would you prefer out of that? Can you talk about that directly, honestly, openly? Are you able to do that? Not hinting at this. Are you able to say, you know what, instead of a salmon and quinoa dinner, Caitlin, I want burger stand tonight? Are you able to declare that openly and honestly there? Point number two. Emotional adults recognize, manage, and take responsibility for their own thoughts and feelings. So many times, it's easy to blame other people. It's easy to say, hey, it's their fault. If they wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't feel this way. But the emotionally mature person recognizes that they've got a choice. No matter what else is going on in the world, they have a choice. Even if everyone expects me to do this, if it's not the right thing to do, I still have a choice to do it or not. There might be consequences to not doing things, but I still have the choice, especially with what I think and feel, but even my actions as well. Emotionally mature people are able to take responsibility for what they think, feel, and what they do. An emotionally mature adult can, when under stress, state their own beliefs and values without becoming adversarial. I gotta confess, being defensive is not my best quality. I can be defensive at times. And this is an area where I feel like I'm learning to be more emotionally mature. But we are mature, when we are mature, and when we actually believe what we're saying, we actually don't need to get defensive. What we find time and time again is when people, you know, get really angry and really defensive, there is often the fear that I might be wrong here. And so if somebody's, you know, yelling at you and screaming about, why aren't you taking my side? Or if we do that too, sometimes what's going on underneath is a lack of confidence in their perspective, their point of view. If we are confident in what we believe in, and I hope we all are confident in the saving power of Jesus, but if we are confident in what we believe in, we don't need to get defensive about it. Quiet confidence is far, far more convincing than loud, angry rebuttals. Next one. Respect others without having to change them. I feel like I could spend an entire week on this point. I'm surprised he doesn't have a chapter in his book about that. And maybe I should have talked about this before the election, because my guess is that many of us encountered people and had conversations with people leading up in this season of political discourse in our company or our country. Many of us had conversations with people that did not see the same way we did. And sometimes those conversations can get aggressive. But respecting others without having to change them, this is hard because we don't actually, like, we don't live in a place where, you know, this is not something I'm saying, you know, all truths are equal truths. That's not what we're saying here. There is truth. There is a best way to live. And we hope that we are living out that best way. But there is a best. There is true. But if we are living that best way, giving respect and grace to people is part of that best way. Often the motivation for changing people, it comes from within us instead of desiring the best for that other person. So my encouragement to you is, if this is an area that's convicting for you, don't yell at that coworker that voted differently than you do, or don't get angry at the person who doesn't shop at the same grocery store because they're obviously spending way too much money. Whatever it is, give grace, give respect to people, and don't try to change them. By giving people grace and respect and not trying to change them, you gain authority, you gain credibility in their lives, and you'll gain far more by giving them respect as a fellow human being. Next slide. Give people room to make mistakes and not be perfect. Same thing for that seems so similar to the previous point, but I want people to do that for me. I want people to give me grace and to not expect perfection from me. That means I need to do it for other people. That's what emotionally mature people do. Appreciate people for who they are, the good, the bad, and ugly, not for what they give back. Pretty self-explanatory there. Appreciate people for who they are. Emotionally mature people accurately assess their own limits, strengths, and weaknesses, and are able to freely discuss them with others. The person that claims that they're the best at everything, you know, not the best, we can be really good at a couple of things, but the person who claims they're the best at every single thing, that's not somebody who's emotionally mature. And that's not somebody, quite frankly, I think that I want to hang out with very often. And as somebody who used to feel like they were God's gift to the world before getting hit with a dose of reality, we need to make sure that we're able to accurately assess ourselves, our limits, our strengths, and our weaknesses. Things get off balance and off kilter when we focus too much on one or the other. You know, sometimes we focus so much on our strengths and we're the best at all of these things. Or sometimes we focus on our weaknesses and how we're terrible at this, that, and the other. Being able to appropriately assess both is the emotionally mature way. It's the Jesus way. Getting close to the end of this list here. Emotionally mature adults are deeply in tune with their emotional world and are able to enter the feelings, needs, and concerns of others without losing themselves. I think this one is the most like, kind of like, what did he say now? What is Scazzaro talking about? Emotional world, that sounds really heady. What is an emotional world? But essentially, this is empathy. This is being able to empathize with others, to be able to say, I understand that you're feeling that way, without it becoming all-consuming for yourself. Being able to feel what other people feel without losing your sense of self. Last one on the list here. Emotionally mature adults have the capacity to resolve conflict maturely and negotiate solutions that consider the perspectives of others. Consider the feelings of others as you're making decisions, especially if you're in a season of conflict. I was listening to a pastor last weekend as I was out disc golfing before I was making a terrible decision with Caitlin and critiquing her choice of enjoyment and mochas there. But as I was out on the disc golf course, I was listening to one of the pastors I like to listen to, Bruxy Cavey, and he said what he likes to do when he encounters a conflict situation, he likes to take a look at what the other person is saying and say, okay, what if I'm wrong and they're right? How would Jesus call me to live? And you can do this with just about anything. I think it's not a secret that I am not necessarily a fan of the flat earth theory. Not my favorite theory, and theory sounds scientific. A lot of words, but anyways. But let's say, like, what if I am wrong? What would that do? If I'm wrong and there is a place that the earth is flat and there is a place where you can fall off into space, what should I do as a Jesus follower? What would Jesus have me do if that is the case? And I think Jesus, what he would have me do is to love people, to show them mercy, respect, love, and grace anyways. That's what Jesus would have me do. So what we can do is we can assume, well, what if I'm wrong and they're right? What would Jesus have me do? How would Jesus have me live anyways? Emotionally mature adults are able to navigate conflict with multiple perspectives in mind and able to take those perspectives in when they come to a solution. All right. Now, that's the whole list. I think you've got it up there. I'll flash it up on the screen for just a second. That's the whole list right there. I think it's 9 things that Peter Scazzaro wanted us to know about emotionally mature adults. Now, if this list that I gave is super convicting to you, or one or two things are super convicting and saying, oh man, then you have responded to it right. I'm sure there is a piece on this list for all of us that we can grow into, that we can become more Christ-like, more spiritually, more emotionally mature if we got better here, if we increased our emotional maturity there. Because none of us have this all figured out. All of us have the opportunity to grow and to become more like our Lord and Savior Jesus. We can push towards spiritual and emotional maturity. We can form our character to be more like that of Jesus. And so by the strength of our character, the strength of our emotional maturity, people will come to know that we are Christians and we'll be able to spread the gospel that way. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to challenge you, for those of us joining online, which is pretty much all of us but the 3 of us that are in here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave this list up after I pray, and I'm going to invite you to find one of these things to focus on this week. Choose one of the things off of this list, one item where you can focus on this week and try to become more emotionally mature. Do that emotional maturity lifting, that exercising of those muscles this week. Choose an item where your character can grow, where you can focus, where you can become more like Jesus. And then focus on it, take action on it this week, so you can see how your character, your emotional maturity is growing, but you can also see how God is using you to shape our world. So I'm going to pray. I'll put the list back up, and then we will be dismissed. Let's pray together, though. God Almighty, this seems like a strange topic to be talking about, emotional maturity, and yet, if we call it by another name, character, we know that it is something that is very important to you, that we want to be people of outstanding character, that we want to be people that are emotionally mature, that are not just responding hastily or off the cuff or in anger, but we want to be formed more and more by the character of Jesus Christ. God, help us be formed by his character. Help us be more and more like him. Help us become spiritually and emotionally mature. Whatever thing that we're going to focus on, and it's probably different for every one of us that is watching and listening right now, God, I pray and ask that you would help us focus on it well this week, that you would help us grow more and more so that people can come to see us as followers of you. That we will be a blessing to our world, a blessing to our community, our land, And so that people, as a result, will come to know who you are because of how you have formed us to be. Do this week, we ask and we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Church family, go and become emotionally mature people. Continue your growth, your continuing growth towards Jesus. And may whatever you choose to focus on this week, may you feel empowered and strengthened by the Spirit of our Lord so that you can lead people to Him. Take care, go in peace.